708 FM Talk 1065. Hope your mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. VoteNappies.com. VoteNappies.com.
Yep. Only about 1 week left to vote.
That's right. Even sooner than the primary runoff that's happening July 14th. We got the nappy voting concluding, so check it out, votenappies.com. All right, top stories of the day on the way, plus we'll check coronavirus by the numbers nationally and here at a state and local level. Dalton has those numbers.
Yeah, nationally now over 2.3 million total positive cases of coronavirus and over 122,000 deaths. The good news is there were a ton of tests reported over the weekend, 518,347 reported yesterday, and about 5% of those tests came back positive. Also, only 267 deaths reported nationally yesterday. There were 719 deaths reported for Friday and 573 on Saturday, which means we've gone now 12 days in a row with fewer than 1,000 deaths. That's the longest streak in America since the beginning of March. And according to the Atlantic's COVID tracker, which tracks the number of national test results, there have been over 27 million total tests nationally now since the pandemic began. In Alabama, there are nearly 30,000 confirmed cases in the state, and 829 have died due to COVID-19. There were 87 new hospitalizations reported over the weekend and over 1,800 new cases added, with 787 cases reported Friday, 543 on Saturday, and 472 yesterday. Our 7-day average for new cases is now 623 per day, while the 14-day average is at a high of 674 cases per day. 28 deaths reported in Alabama over the weekend. There were 11 reported Friday, 16 on Saturday, and 1 yesterday. 7-day average is now 9 deaths per day in Alabama, while the 14-day average is 10 per day. And while testing has ramped up nationally, it's also ramped up here in Alabama. There were over 13,000 tests reported over Friday and Saturday, still waiting on yesterday's numbers of test results. But we're now averaging over 6,500 test results per day over the last week and over 6,000 tests per day over the last 2 weeks. Over the last week, 9.25% of those test results have come back positive. That's down from 14.5% last Tuesday. So good to see that number drop, and the two-week average of positive tests down to 11%. Looking at a local level, Mobile County now has 2,994 cases of coronavirus with 132 deaths. There were 160 new cases reported for Mobile County over the weekend and 2 new deaths. Baldwin County has 386 cases with 9 deaths. That's after adding 29 new cases over the weekend, and it's now been a month since Baldwin County has reported a death due to COVID-19. May 21st was the last day when a death was reported. Some great news for Baldwin County. Washington County now has 92 cases with 6 deaths. Clark County has 215 cases with 4 deaths. Monroe County, 162 cases with 2 deaths. 148 cases in Escambia with 6 deaths. 185 cases with 12 deaths in Choctaw County. Kanaka County has 138 cases and 1 death. And Wilcox County has 244 cases with 8 deaths.
Appreciate the update. 712, three big things, top news stories of the day on the front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com. Geico 500 postponed till today. Dalton has more about that coming up in sports. Also, I can't imagine it's taken this long to do it, but at least in a ceremonial manner, Mayor Avenue, and that's M-E-A-H-E-R, mm-hmm. as in the surname Mayor Avenue in Pritchard, to be renamed Black Lives Matter Street. There's kind of a controversy there because the mayor says he didn't know about it until he saw promotions for the event. We'll talk more about that as well. That happened over the weekend. Also, President Trump's rally highlighting vulnerabilities heading into the election. And it's, this story comes along with a bunch of polling showing Biden ahead in states here and there. We'll see what happens as the turnout at the rally they're using as some kind of barometer. Mm-hmm. For, whether President Trump has support. They said, he's in a very red state, and he has his event at Tulsa, and the turnout wasn't as much as they said it was. Listen, I am not getting into the numbers of the turnout. I learned that back at Glad People Stadium years and years ago. But it does bring up the question, will the president continue to do these? He has several more scheduled, and then the question is, will President Trump return to Mobile and do an event at Glad People sometime between now and July 14th, which is Election Day for the primary runoff? It was like this time last week, it seemed like it was going to happen. By the end of last week, it didn't seem like it was going to happen. We'll talk about that more coming up in just a little bit. Also, the question, this one is fairly interesting with a lot of you've got Attorney General Barr stepping in, a nomination the president made for a judge, mm-hmm. and then Barr steps in and questions that. It's interesting over the weekend how this played out. Linda Kenyon from Westwood One has more.
There seems to be a pattern from this administration that the president and his henchman, Mr. Barr, are willing to get rid of anyone that's investigating people that get close to Donald Trump.
That's Senator Mark Warner, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee. On CBS's Face the Nation, Senator Warner discussed the dismissal of Jeffrey Berman, the top prosecutor at the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York, who has pursued President Trump and his allies.
Nixon had the Saturday night massacre, and now President Trump and A.G. Barr have the botched Friday night massacre.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer referring to Attorney General William Barr's request Friday night that U.S. Attorney Berman resign. Berman refused on Friday, but on Saturday he agreed to step down after President Trump reportedly intervened. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott tells ABC's This Week he wasn't troubled by Berman's removal.
Everyone in the DOJ works at the pleasure of the president.
And Scott also said he believes whatever Berman was working on is not over.
There's no indication whatsoever that whatever's being investigated will not continue to move on.
Then why would the president want to remove him? Senator Schumer certainly wants to know.
I'm asking the Senate Judiciary Committee to open investigation and use its subpoena power.
Senator Lindsey Graham, the Republican chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, is focused at the moment on investigating the investigators in the Russia probe and delving into the Obama administration. But the Democratic chairman of the House Judiciary Committee isn't going to leave this Berman situation by the wayside.
Well, we are having a hearing on Wednesday in which we have a number of whistleblowers from the Department of Justice will testify. We have invited Berman, and I'm sure he will. I don't know about Wednesday, but I'm sure he will testify.
On CNN's State of the Union, Nadler said the Wednesday hearing, which was scheduled before Berman was fired, was already looking into inappropriate political influence on the part of the president and the attorney general.
We've seen a pattern of the president opposing of Barr corruptly impeding all these investigations.
Nadler was asked if he believes Barr's repeated interference on behalf of the president was impeachable.
We know that we have a corrupt Republican majority in the Senate which will not consider an impeachment, no matter what the evidence.
Representative Adam Schiff, who served as the lead House prosecutor in President Trump's impeachment trial, tells NBC's Meet the Press the actions of Attorney General William Barr and of the president himself come as no surprise.
But yet it's completely demoralizing to the people in the department and dangerous to the rule of law.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
All right, 716 FM Talk 106.5. More from Attorney General Barr yesterday on Fox News Sunday, commenting on what Bolton could face with the Bolton book to come out tomorrow. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Also on the way in sports.
The Geico 500 at Talladega postponed until this afternoon, but a noose found in Bubba Wallace's stall. I'll let you know more coming up in sports.
This information update brought to you by 2U Tires, your local mobile tire shop bringing tires to you. Flat repair, mounting, and precision balancing for personal, fleet, even specialty cars. Call 2U Tires, 415-5500. The number 2, letter U, Tires.
I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5 this morning. Three people were killed, two were seriously hurt in a crash this weekend in Clark County. Happened during a police chase when a driver fleeing police crashed head-on into the victim's car. Megan Brunson, a teacher at Thomasville High School, and her mother, Wanda, were both killed. Megan's 5-year-old daughter and younger sister were injured and are in critical condition this morning. The man running from police was also killed in that crash. The CDC is planning to update its recommendation on masks. CDC researchers have been conducting a scientific review about masks during the coronavirus pandemic. Scientists are working to find out if masks protect people from contracting COVID-19 rather than just preventing the spread. The new guidance is expected soon, according to a senior official. Mayor Avenue is now Black Lives Matter Street in Pritchard. Special ceremony Sunday afternoon marked the honorary name change. The Pritchard City Council says plans are in the works to make that name change permanent in the future. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
Industry leader UniFirst is committed to supporting Gulf Coast frontline workers and salute folks across this great country working hard, caring for our neighbors, and keeping our economy strong. UniFirst supplies hygienically clean workwear and facility services, as well as masks, hand sanitizer, disinfectants, and cleaning supplies. These critical products ensure our community has a healthy experience and environment. Learn how UniFirst can help you present a professional image and provide a safe work environment. Visit unifirst.com today.
Good morning, 718 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start in NASCAR. Sunday's Geico 500 at Talladega Super Speedway was postponed until this afternoon at 2 because of weather. It's the first race amid the coronavirus pandemic in which NASCAR opened the gates for up to 5,000 fans. NASCAR has banned the Confederate flag from being displayed at its events, but supporters of the flag still managed to be seen on Sunday. Vehicles lined Talladega Boulevard outside the speedway waving the flag, and a plane flew above the track pulling a banner of the Confederate flag that said "Defund NASCAR." NASCAR has not stated how exactly it plans to stop fans from displaying the flag on track property, and none of the instances yesterday at Talladega were inside of the facility. NASCAR also reportedly investigating after a noose was reportedly found in the garage stall of Bubba Wallace's number 43 car. Wallace, who is from Mobile, is the only black driver in NASCAR's Cup Series. He successfully lobbied for NASCAR to ban the Confederate flag 2 weeks ago. NASCAR released a statement yesterday that read, "Late this afternoon, NASCAR was made aware that a noose was found in the garage stall of the 43 team. We're angry and outraged and cannot state strongly enough how seriously we take this heinous act. We've launched an immediate investigation and will do everything we can to identify the person or persons responsible and eliminate them from the sport." ESPN's Marty Smith reported that Wallace never saw the noose. It was first seen by a member of Wallace's team, who immediately brought it to the attention of NASCAR. NASCAR told Fox Sports that it will work with law enforcement on the incident. The Geico 500 is set to race this afternoon beginning at 2 on Fox. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, all three legs of this year's horse racing Triple Crown were postponed. The Belmont Stakes, which is usually the final leg of the Triple Crown, was raced without fans on Saturday afternoon. Heavily favored Tis the Law charged for the lead on the final turn and became the first New York bred horse to win the Belmont since Forrester back in 1882.
Oh, Tis the Law and Manny Franco to win the Belmont Stakes! They took it by four lengths to the end!
Tis the Law's 82-year-old trainer Barclay Tagg completed a career Triple Crown of his own with the win. It was Tagg's first win at the Belmont Stakes 17 years after coming up just shy of winning the Triple Crown with Funny Side.
Pretty satisfying. I don't know how else to put it. It's pretty satisfying. I've done this a long time.
Now Tagg and Tis the Law will set their sights on the September 5th Kentucky Derby and October 3rd Preakness. In golf, it was a happy Father's Day for father of five, Webb Simpson. After a three-hour weather delay, Simpson made five birdies and a six-hole stretch on the back nine for a 7-under 64 to win the RBC Heritage by one shot over Abraham Answer. Simpson set a tournament scoring record by going under 22 under par for the week. Simpson wears yellow on Sundays because it was his late father's favorite color. He talked about his dad after winning his second tournament of the year yesterday.
Still feeling my dad all around me from memories, and he loved golf. He would have loved watching today.
Answer finished second, followed by Daniel Berger and Tyrrell Hatton. The PGA Tour now heads to Connecticut for the Travelers Championship this coming weekend. In NFL news, ESPN reports that Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott plans to sign his $31.4 million exclusive franchise tender today. By signing the franchise tender, Prescott will be contractually obligated to report to training camp on time, whether or not he and the Cowboys can figure out a long-term deal. And former Southern California and NFL offensive lineman Max Turk died suddenly at the age of 26 over the weekend. The cause of death was not disclosed by the college, but 24/7 Sports reported that Turk collapsed while hiking with his family. 722 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, thank you, Dalton. And possibly severe thunderstorms by this afternoon. Dr. Bill has a full walkthrough of our weather for today and the work week ahead. He'll join us around 7:35. Plus, Larry Kirby from LZM, and turning up your voice in the 8 o'clock hour at 343-0106.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Owners of partnerships and other pass-through businesses received a large gift in the tax law, a 20% deduction on their income. But that write-off is subject to limitations, starting at incomes of about $321,000 for married couples. To get around that, business owners can strategically bunch or ramp up their expenses, which will help to lower their incomes and allow for the full deduction. So, for example, you could buy all of your equipment in 1 year to lower your income. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
This information update brought to you by Wildlife Solutions. When you need experts for any type of wild animal control, call Wildlife Solutions. Rodent and insect removal and property repair. Wildlife Solutions, 654-6778.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Bong Bong, call of the day.
I tell you what, we got another problem in this country besides the coronavirus. It's called career politicians.
Hey, Cat Daddy, can you do me a favor? $6 trillion, can you get a little bit of that for us?
I hope I get some myself. To all the people out there that are stuck at home, if you're having a tough time, just think about this. Bill Clinton is stuck at home with Hillary.
Hi, guys, how are you?
The Paul Feinbaum Show, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the Alliance Roofing Traffic Center. We've had a perfect start so far this morning. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. We've had light traffic across the Bayway from the 1065 split now towards Stillman's Corner and Theodore. From Airport, Schillinger Road, Old Shell, Spring Hill, and Moffitt and 65, no major backups or delays. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Stop to get locally produced fruits, veggies, and plants brought to you by the City of Mobile Special Events Department. See them at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 726 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. You see, I got my weather picture put up by WKRG.
Nicely done.
I've arrived. I sent it to Thomas Giboy with WKRG over the weekend, and he popped it up on their Facebook page. I think it made the website, too. May have made the TV. Wasn't looking at TV yesterday, though. I was getting my Father's Day on.
Was it a spout you got? Or was it
a water spout, yeah.
Okay, yeah, you got a water spout.
So, yeah, we were out there in the doing the Father's Day boating thing. You know, in my family, they're like, oh, yeah, I guess we got to go get in the boat with Dad for Father's Day. So we're out there, and, yeah, just off the mouth of the bay. Out there by the lighthouse, a couple of thunderstorms, or there really weren't thunderstorms, just rainstorms popped up, and there's a waterspout off one of them. Not the first one. I've actually go back through my social media. I've taken those pictures in the past. But that one got, it's not viral, just a little bit contagious.
It's not just a little bit.
Not completely viral out there. All right, a couple things I want to run through here. First of all, John Sharp has a story over at AL.com. That's where his stories go, about this push, something we had talked about a couple weeks ago, but the push is on to erase George Wallace from Alabama buildings, roads, and tunnels. We've talked about it here with that that online petition to rename the Wallace Tunnel, but it's not just that. Throughout the state, there's a bunch of different stuff named for Wallace that they're pushing, buildings and roads and all that they're pushing to change the name on. We'll talk more about that coming up next hour. Plus, Bolton's book out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Know that William Barr was on Fox News Sunday yesterday and said this.
Under the law, we are bringing a civil action to enforce his agreement that he would do that before publishing. The remedy, if he doesn't complete it, is that he forfeits any money from that book to the government.
So we just hand over the check, I guess, is the plan there. But it doesn't sound like there's any penalty beyond. It's a civil penalty.
Right.
Right? And I hear more. I mean, I thought there was some kind of criminal portion of it, or at least that's what was intimated there, but you listened to the bar yesterday, it wasn't.
Yeah, you would think with the, they said that it's full of classified information, you'd think there would be some sort of legal
penalty. That would be the violation, right.
But it's also a battle of the book leaks, as now Sarah Huckabee Sanders has a book coming out this fall called Speaking for Myself. Apparently, in that book, she says Bolton was drunk on power, never traveled with the rest of the White House crew, and said that he was selfish, arrogant and selfish. So it's a battle of the book leaks now between Bolton and Sanders.
What did I tell you all about Bolton way back? Just saying. All right. Dr. Bill's got our forecast. He's on the way. We'll check headlines from WKRG next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5 this morning. Three people were killed, two were seriously hurt in a crash this weekend in Clark County. Happened during a police chase when a driver fleeing police crashed head-on into the victim's car. Megan Brunson, a teacher at Thomasville High School, and her mother, Wanda, were both killed. Megan's 5-year-old daughter and younger sister were injured and are in critical condition this morning. The man running from police was also killed in that crash. The CDC is planning to update its recommendation on masks. CDC researchers have been conducting a scientific review about masks during the coronavirus pandemic. Scientists are working to find out if masks protect people from contracting COVID-19 rather than just preventing the spread. The new guidance is expected soon, according to a senior official. Mayor Avenue is now Black Lives Matter Street in Pritchard. Special ceremony Sunday afternoon marked the honorary name change. The Pritchard City Council says plans are in the works to make that name change permanent in the future. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is celebrating Father's Day through the 4th of July with great deals for Dad. Safes starting as low as $549 on the Liberty Centurion 12. And our gift to you, free ground floor in-home delivery up to 25 miles on any long gun safe purchase now through the 4th of July. Get 12 months free interest with approved credit on safes over $1,000. And while quantities last, take home a free hat for Dad for just dropping by. It's service after the sale at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Why go anywhere else? Just look for the giant yellow safe at exit 5B, I-65, Moffitt.
NASCAR says a noose was found in the garage of driver Bubba Wallace at the Talladega Super Speedway. Wallace has been outspoken in support of Black Lives Matter and got NASCAR to ban the Confederate flag. NASCAR says it will find who did it and remove them from the sport. Former White House National Security Advisor John Bolton tells ABC News that the Russia election interference campaign is working.
Everything they can do to stir mistrust, to undercut the legitimacy of our democratic institutions helps to paralyze America. And a weaker, more paralyzed, more divided America is in Russia's interest. They're having great success at it.
Two are dead after a shooting in Charlotte last night after police were called to a block party. Police say there is evidence of multiple shooters. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up more than 200 points, S&P futures up 25. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Jennifer Koshinka with Your Money Now. Goldman Sachs doesn't see major risks of a second wave of coronavirus infections in the U.S. or other large economies, but investors remain skittish, evidenced by the broad dollar rebound last week. And Goldman forecasts a relatively steep rebound in activity over the next few months and recently revised its near-term forecast higher. The creators of Fortnite have removed police cars from the massively popular video game over concerns about the ongoing protests against racial injustice and police brutality. Fortnite involves a virtual world where users must survive by searching for weapons and resources while eliminating competitors, and is one of the most popular video games in the world with hundreds of millions of users. The game launched a new version last week, but there were no police cars in that update. Valentino S.p.A., the luxury high fashion boutique, has had enough of Manhattan's famed Fifth Avenue. The Italian label is asking courts to immediately terminate its lease for its four-story Valentino Fifth Avenue New York boutique. A Wall Street futures higher. That's Your Money Now.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%?
With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You're more focused than ever on keeping your employees and customers safe. Cintas has the products and services you need to feel prepared. Our Cintas technicians can apply our disinfectant and sanitizer spray throughout your facility. Our Ultra Clean service for restrooms uses a sanitizer effective against certain germs, bacteria, and viruses. And we'll help you stay well-stocked with hand sanitizer, face masks, and essential PPE. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. Everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our firm. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so I'm thinking about this. Dr. Bill looks at lots of weather photos for the Mobile Weather Marine Almanac, and I sent him my waterspout picture from yesterday down at Dolphin Island. It's okay? Out of 10, do I get 5? What do I get for that picture?
That's a nice photo. Very nice.
Good.
Looking at it right now.
So, and a waterspout, the difference between waterspout and a tornado, is it as simple as waterspouts over water, or is it something different?
Yeah, it's basically a little bit different structure. Tornadoes tend to require very strong upper air winds in the system, and particularly a jet stream, but waterspouts can develop just from a cumulus cloud out over the Gulf of Mexico, and so the mechanisms here are quite different.
So when I told myself, "Well, it's not the same thing as a tornado," I was kind of honest. I would say Dr. Bill defends me on that. All right,
and they're generally not as strong as the tornado. Very impressive looking, and even in this picture that you just sent me. But yeah, there's definitely a difference in wind speed. Most water spouts you may find 35 or maybe 40 mile per hour winds in it.
And I've seen, had them come across Dolphin Island, right? Be a water spout and come across. Is when it comes across like an island or something like that, is it still a water spout or does it?
If most likely considered a water spout,
okay.
and it dissipates very, very quickly once it gets on land.
There we go. All right. So from that to today's chance at thunderstorms, we've got an increased rain chance, right?
Yeah, we definitely do, and we have plenty of moisture in the air, but also an upper air disturbance moving across Alabama, and that's going to help to generate thunderstorm activity in the afternoon. Also, another factor here along the coast, and this time of the year, is the sea breeze, and the sea breeze, as it pushes slightly cooler air inland, it lifts the warmer air, and it also helps to contribute to thunderstorm development. So today, a good chance for afternoon showers and thunderstorms. That should keep the temperature just below the 90 mark, about 88 for the high today. Tonight, we may still see some showers around in the evening, low tonight in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day and a very good chance for showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon, high in the upper 80s. On Wednesday, another upper air disturbance moves through. Good chance for showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday and high in the mid-80s. And then a slow improvement on Thursday. Still some scattered afternoon thunderstorms, high in the upper 80s. Friday, just some widely scattered afternoon thunderstorms, high around 90. And the weekend now looking pretty good. Just isolated afternoon thunderstorms, and temperatures are going to be warmer. About 92 degrees for Saturday and Sunday. So the second half of the week, we'll see a decrease in the rainfall activity. But for today and on into Thursday, it should be fairly active in the afternoon.
All right. What about the tropics? What are you watching there?
Yeah, it's really good right now, and it's quiet over the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean. a few isolated areas of thunderstorms out in the Atlantic, but as we mentioned earlier, we're now seeing a lot of dust coming off the Sahara, and that actually prevents a lot of the tropical waves from developing. And this is something that can happen in June, but normally we get into July, August, September. Dust is not a problem anymore.
Now this is a story that saw first pop up last week. So this is literally dust out of the Sahara Desert that gets picked up and transported the whole way across the Atlantic?
Yeah, we're not really talking about sand. We're looking at dust. And because a good portion of the Sahara Desert is mostly soil or sparse grassland, and this time of the year, that soil is picked up, called it dust, and is carried for thousands of miles from the Sahara all the way over to North America. And as it sweeps across the Atlantic, it really cuts down on the solar radiation, which is warming up the waters. And it also is very dry air, which hurricanes need the moist air. And also the winds that are producing this, the carrying the dust, those winds produce a lot of wind shear, and hurricanes need a more calm condition in the upper atmosphere for development.
So not only is it helping reduce the formation of tropical activity, that dust also makes it so far over here. Like they said, in the Caribbean over the weekend, we'll be here soon. We'll be seeing that dust in our sunsets and sunrises?
Sunrise and sunsets. It usually can make them a little more vivid than normal. And during the day, of course, if we were to have some blue sky, it tends to give it more of a milky appearance to the sky when we have all of that Saharan dust.
That's fascinating, the interconnectedness of it all. Dr. Bill, we appreciate it, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, and teacher, Dr. Bill Williams. 740 traffic on the way next.
Professional Collision, 7 locations are ready to make the repair process as safe and as easy as possible by offering vehicle pickup and delivery, as well as curbside drop-off, check-in, and estimating services. Online at professional-collision.com.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
Good morning from the Spring Hill Toyota.com Traffic Center. Good ride coming in from Loxley, Long I-10, Malbus, Daphne, and across the Bayway as Mobile Police Department have cleared just a couple hit runs. Nothing too bad so far this morning. The 1065 split looks great from Tillman's Corner to northbound 65. No problems up towards Saraland. Alliance Roofing has been the most trusted roofer in the Mobile and Baldwin County area for over 26 years. Licensed, bonded, and insured, we have you covered. There's always free estimates. You've got storm damage, they can help. Call 580-ROOF for Alliance Roofing. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Regardless of the virus, every one of us will be impacted by today's new economy. I'm Cam Marston, host of What's Working. On Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m., we'll begin special edition shows helping small businesses react to these times. I'll have guests with a deep expertise, and I'll push them to offer actionable ideas for you and me. And we'll take your calls. Join me Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5.
At 7:42, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. Get the week started and talking inventory, Larry.
Well, we got a great inventory on the ground. We got great inventory coming. Also, we took like 7 orders the last 2 days on stuff we're trying to find for customers.
Now, explain that. You do like headhunting for vehicles for folks.
Absolutely. You know, it's getting a little tougher nowadays because the inventories are getting a little lower. But yeah, we kind of specialize. If we don't have what they really want, we try to find it for them.
And y'all, you know, you get great local trades, but you cast a net pretty wide across the Southeast.
Oh, yeah, it goes completely across the Southeast. We got thousands of options to choose from. We just try to find the right vehicle, the right color combinations, and the right mileage price that they want.
I love it. All right, let's talk about people coming out to see you, check out the inventory, and talk financing.
Come see us at Highway 90 and Plantation Road, online at lcmotorcars.com. Please like us on Facebook and just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. All right, 743. You and I were talking last week, again, not that it was a brand new story, but about blood type and coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
That certain blood types, it seems like, although everything's changed. By the way, CDC is going to give us new mask recommendations this week.
Oh, great.
Whatever those will be. So the blood type thing.
Yeah, right? So this came up, you know, months ago, and it's something that they were kind of starting to look into, whether or not blood type could play a role
like
in how...
better chance. Doesn't mean it. If you don't have that blood type, you wouldn't get it, but one blood type had a better chance.
Right, and what they're thinking, and I don't know what the new research has shown, but what they're thinking is that those with A-type blood are more susceptible to being harmed by a coronavirus, that they're able to catch the virus maybe easier than other types of blood. And they're saying O-type blood is actually better at fighting off not just the coronavirus pandemic or COVID-19, but other coronaviruses as well. And
that's wild.
That's something that came up a couple months ago, and I've seen other people bring it up too. I'm not sure yet that they have enough information to say that the type of blood could really, you know, determine how much the virus affects you, but that's something they've been talking about for a while now.
Well, you know, they've talked as well about pre-existing conditions that give people issues, you know, obviously respiratory issues, heart disease, but diabetes as well. And I saw this over the weekend. It said type 1 diabetics could face a greater risk of developing more COVID-19 symptoms, according to a new study published in Diabetes Care. It says because diabetes weakens the immune system, the body is already at a disadvantage at fighting off the coronavirus, and that makes sense. But then they also theorize that COVID-19 could exacerbate diabetic symptoms such as affecting blood sugar levels. The new study finds that half of the type 1 diabetics who came down with COVID-19 symptoms exhibited higher blood sugar levels, like the insulin, like they couldn't regulate it. Said having abnormally high blood sugar levels, a sign of diabetic ketoacidosis, could prove fatal. An infection can trigger lower insulin levels, developing a higher blood sugar count. Should be noted, half of those confirmed to have COVID-19 did develop diabetic ketoacidosis. The professors and the doctors in this, Dr. Narayan, professor of global health and epidemiology at Emory, commented on the study, saying it's a powerful example to why diabetics should often check their blood glucose levels. He said people with diabetes in general are at an increased risk of adverse COVID-19 complications and at more than twice the risk of death of COVID than people without diabetes, end quote. More research is needed due to the study utilizing a smaller pool of volunteers who were mostly around the same age. However, Narayan, who is not affiliated with the study, says the information is useful. And I just thought that was, you know, speaking of blood types and then blood sugar and all this with it. So we're still learning on this. 746, we'll check in with headlines from WKRG next.
Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5 this morning. Three people were killed, two were seriously hurt in a crash this weekend in Clark County. Happened during a police chase when a driver fleeing police crashed head-on into the victim's car. Megan Brunson, a teacher at Thomasville High School, and her mother, Wanda, were both killed. Megan's 5-year-old daughter and younger sister were injured and are in critical condition this morning. The man running from police was also killed in that crash. The CDC is planning to update its recommendation on masks. CDC researchers have been conducting a scientific review about masks during the coronavirus pandemic. Scientists are working to find out if masks protect people from contracting COVID-19 rather than just preventing the spread. The new guidance is expected soon, according to a senior official. Mayor Avenue is now Black Lives Matter Street in Pritchard. Special ceremony Sunday afternoon marked the honorary name change. The Pritchard City Council says plans are in the works to make that name change permanent in the future. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
Two kinds of people run for office, leaders and politicians. A leader like President Trump says what he means. A politician like Jerry Carl says anything. Carl criticized tax handouts to big business when he ran for the county commission. Then Carl flipped and supported handing out over $20 million of tax money to billion-dollar corporations. Carl says he's wise spending tax dollars. But Carl flipped again and voted to spend your taxes on everything from a contemporary art museum to a tennis league. Carl made big news when he said he wouldn't take a paycheck on the county commission. But he soon flipped and started taking an $80,000 salary. The difference between Trump and Carl? Trump tells it like it is. Carl tells it like it isn't. If you like having Donald Trump in the White House, you won't like having Jerry Carl in Congress. Paid for by Club for Growth Action, clubforgrowthaction.org, and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Club for Growth Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In NASCAR, Sunday's Geico 500 at Talladega Super Speedway was postponed until this afternoon at 2 because of the weather. It's the first race amid the coronavirus pandemic in which NASCAR opened the gates for up to 5,000 fans. NASCAR has banned the Confederate flag from being displayed at its events, but supporters of the flag still managed to be seen on Sunday. Vehicles lined Talladega Boulevard outside the speedway, waving the flag, and a plane flew above the track, pulling a banner of the Confederate flag that said, "Defund NASCAR." NASCAR has not stated how exactly it plans to stop fans from displaying the flag on track property, and none of the instances yesterday at Talladega were inside of the facility. NASCAR also reportedly investigating after a noose was reportedly found in the garage stall of Bubba Wallace's number 43 car. Wallace, who is from Mobile, is the only black driver in NASCAR's Cup Series. He successfully lobbied for NASCAR to ban the Confederate flag 2 weeks ago. NASCAR released a statement yesterday that read, "Late this afternoon, NASCAR was made aware that a noose was found in the garage stall of the 43 team. We're angry and outraged and cannot state strongly enough how seriously we take this heinous act. We've launched an immediate investigation and will do everything we can to identify the person or persons responsible and eliminate them from the sport." ESPN's Marty Smith reported that Wallace never saw the noose. It was first seen by a member of his team who immediately brought it to the attention of NASCAR. NASCAR told Fox Sports that it will work with law enforcement on the incident. The Geico 500 set to race this afternoon beginning at 2 on Fox. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, all three legs of this year's horse racing Triple Crown were postponed. The Belmont Stakes, which is usually the final leg of the Triple Crown, was raced without fans on Saturday afternoon. Heavily favored Tiz the Law charged for the lead on the final turn and became the first New York-bred horse to win the Belmont since Forrester back in 1882.
The New York hero, Tiz the Law and Manny Franco to win the Belmont Stakes! They took it by four lengths to the end.
Tiz the Law's 82-year-old trainer, Barclay Tagg, completed a career Triple Crown of his own with the win. It was Tagg's first win at the Belmont Stakes 17 years after coming up just shy of winning the Triple Crown with Funny Side.
Pretty satisfying. I don't know how else to put it. It's pretty satisfying. I've done this a long time.
Now Tagg and Tiz the Law will set their sights on the September 5th Kentucky Derby and the October 3rd Preakness. In golf, it was a happy Father's Day for father of five, Webb Simpson. After a three-hour weather delay, Simpson made five birdies in a six-hole stretch on the back nine for a 7-under 64 to win the RBC Heritage by one shot over Abraham Answer. Simpson set a tournament scoring record by going 22 under par for the week. He wears yellow on Sundays because it was his late father's favorite color. Yesterday, Simpson talked about his dad after winning the second tournament of the year.
Still feeling my dad all around me from memories, and he loved golf. He would have loved watching today.
Answer finished second, followed by Daniel Berger and Tyrell Hatton. The PGA Tour now heads to Connecticut for the Travelers Championship this coming weekend. 7:52 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Warwick, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic, no-fault, lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window 10 places.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s.
Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely, with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Your business has changed, and the way your team works has too. Video calls, virtual conference rooms, and online collaboration. But here's one thing that hasn't changed. CSpire Business. We're here to help make your team even better. We'll set you up with the entire Microsoft 365 package with all of the office essentials, including Teams, so everyone can chat, meet, call, and work together, anywhere, at any time. All on a private, secure cloud network with 24/7 customer support. Try your first month free at cspire.com/business.
This is Heather Humphreys, formerly of Collision Experts. For those of you who missed me, I'm back. After operating a collision center for 20-plus years, I'm excited to announce my new shop, On-Site Auto Solutions on Halls Mill Road near I-10. I've been assisting customers with their auto body repair since 1993. Your scratched door, dented hood, or full detail? We're here to help. On-Site Auto Solutions. Call 209-6114. Excellent work, top-notch service, and at an affordable price. On-Site Auto Solutions, 209-6114.
Good morning for the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers have had a great morning so far with no new wrecks in the roadways. On the 1065 split, you'll see a lot of radar presence, so watch your speed. But a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Northbound 65, haven't had any delays from Mobile all the way to Saraland. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with 0% financing for 60 months and no payments for 90 days. You can shop online at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 7:54 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. By the way, too, Leanna's got some great stuff going on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5. Some Father's Day posts over the weekend. Also, continuing our FM Talk 106.5 fishing photo contest.
Mm-hmm.
And got a bunch of people posting up their pictures. They could be ones from this weekend, maybe on the Father's Day. It could be one from 20 years ago. We're not putting any rules there. Here's our work. You post your picture up, and then we judge by the number of likes that picture gets. And coming up on Thursday, because we'll be Thursday to Thursday with this, the picture that has the most number of likes will win an FM Talk 106.5 dry fit shirt, fishing team shirt. It's got a red snapper on it, speckled trout on it, pictures on our Facebook page. So the most number of likes on that picture wins the shirt, and then we'll do it all again. We'll shake the Etch-A-Sketch and do it again, and we got do it till we run out of shirts. It's going
to
be a while.
Yeah, and that post is linked to the top of our Facebook page right now, facebook.com/FMTalk1065, and plenty of pictures for you to go and vote. And somebody even trying to, it looks like, work the system by, they put a picture where I guess they were catching fish with you, Sean. And I'm not sure if they're trying to gig up a couple extra votes or not. But
gig up, I like that.
There's some awesome pictures up there, so go vote, FMTalk1065 on Facebook.
All right. Also, while we're talking about critters in the water, thank you, coronavirus, something that you rarely hear. A story out, this one from weather.com, a couple people reporting this, that fewer people have been bitten by sharks this year, and the coronavirus pandemic is probably why. Said eight in the story from weather.com, 18 unprovoked shark attacks were confirmed worldwide between January 1st and June 18th. That's pretty amazing. Worldwide. It's way down, right? Down from 24 bites during the same period of time. It was 28 in, 24 last year, 28 in 2018. This according to a report from the University of Florida's International Shark Attack File. The number ties a record low set in 2005. Experts have noticed a decline in shark attacks in recent years, but the first half of 2020 stands out for the significant drop in numbers. That could be because there were fewer people on the beaches during late winter and spring this year. Tyler Bowling, a manager of the ISAF, told the Palm Beach Post, it's a significant decrease compared to the last 5 years, the last decade, and even the past two decades. We normally don't do a mid-year report, but there were, frankly, just less, and the obvious answer is coronavirus, but there could be other factors. There's always that. But so coronavirus, keeping people away from the sharks. I guess silver lining, I guess, something like that. 7:57, hour number three of Mobile Mornings on the way next. Our phone number, turning up your voice at 343-0106.